This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're going to start today in Manchester, New Hampshire. That's where Hillary Clinton is campaigning at St. Anselm College with the help of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who went after Donald Trump for calling Hillary Clinton a, quote, nasty woman during the last presidential debate.
And on November 8th, we nasty women are going to march our nasty feet to cast our nasty votes to get you out of our lives forever.
Well, Hillary Clinton also called for her supporters to get out and vote on Election Day, and not just for her and not just in the presidential race, but also in New Hampshire's important Senate race.
What I love about Maggie is that she's independent. She knows how to find common ground and how to stand her ground. And that is exactly the kind of leader we need in the United States Senate. Because we've got to break through the gridlock and the dysfunction that has unfortunately marred Washington.
That's Hillary Clinton speaking today about Democratic Senate candidate Maggie Hassan, who also campaigned with Clinton in Manchester. Well, WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is at St. Anselm College, and he joins us now. Hi there, Anthony.
Hi there, Meghna. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what was it like at the Clinton rally today?
Well, just a beautiful day, one of these great late fall days. The sun is out, and just a terrific crowd. Thousands of people turned out. And, you know, this was a real chance for Hillary Clinton to not only make her case against Donald Trump, but as you suggested, to really get folks to focus on other Democrats on the ballot. And that's what she did in a big way, as you mentioned, talking about Maggie Hassan in that close race against Kelly Ayotte. There are also two congressional races with Carol Shea Porter and Annie Custer. They were here, and Colin Van Ostern, who's running against Chris Sununu for governor. So you had this united Democratic ticket on display here at St. Anselm College.
Well, it's really interesting because obviously across the country, but there in New Hampshire, as you're underlining, there is a lot of focus by Democrats on what the effect of Donald Trump's presidential campaign could be having further down the ballot. I mean, we have a little bit of tape here of Maggie Hassan. Again, she introduced both Warren and Clinton today, and she went right after her opponent, Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte.
For months, Senator Ayotte stood by Donald Trump, reiterating her support for him at least 35 times, and even saying he should absolutely be a role model for our children.
So a point there that Hassan has been making for quite some time, but how much of an effect is that having, is Trump having on the New Hampshire Senate race?
Well, it's having a big effect because I think it put Kelly Ayotte in a very, very difficult situation. As you know, Meghna, you know, she had to say for the longest time that she supported Donald Trump, but she wasn't going to endorse him. And not until the emergence of those Access Hollywood tapes did she finally dump Trump. So it's put her in a bit of an awkward situation. And Maggie Hassan is eager to exploit that. And with national, it's also affecting what Clinton's able to do, because with national polls and surveys from swing states like New Hampshire showing her pulling farther ahead of Donald Trump, Clinton is urging voters to support Democrats further down the ballot. And she can really take time away from just focusing on Trump to focusing her support on these other candidates, these other Democratic candidates, as we saw in a big way here at St. Anselm College today.
Well, so it's interesting, Anthony, because obviously there's a kind of synergy, potential synergy there between Clinton's campaign and these further down ballot races. But what about the possibility, especially in a state like New Hampshire, where, I mean, could we see a lot of voters splitting the ticket, voting, I don't know, Clinton Ayotte?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. And of course, that's what Republicans are now urging. And you know, this is really interesting because in a way you're getting sort of a message from senior Republicans almost as though this race is already lost. But they're still hoping that folks will split their tickets and vote for Republican members of Congress. For example, the Congressional Leadership Fund, which is a powerful pro-Republican super PAC, is running ads saying vote Republican rather than Democrats because Democrats will just rubber stamp what comes out of the White House, you know, all but conceding the election to Hillary Clinton, but making the case that you should split your that folks should split their tickets as a kind of check on the power of the presidency. So that obviously remains to be seen. It's difficult, though, for Republicans in New Hampshire, no matter what, because Democrats outnumber them. So if Hillary Clinton is able to do very, very well here in New Hampshire, and the latest polls suggest she is pulling ahead of Trump, then that really could sort of bring Maggie Hassan along with her. But obviously, we won't know for another couple of weeks.
Interesting. Really fascinating, Anthony. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit of why Clinton and Senator Warren were in Manchester, because they were at where you are right now, the campus of St. Anselm College. Here's a little bit of tape of Hillary Clinton speaking a little earlier today in her speech about all the young people in the crowd.
Oh, and it's wonderful to be on this college campus and to see so many young people here. As Maggie and Elizabeth and I were walking out to the stage, a lot of folks were hanging out of the windows, and we're glad that you've got the best view of what we're doing here.
So, Anthony, last time you and I talked, Hillary Clinton had been at the University of New Hampshire, so yet another campus stop for her here. What again, is specifically the pitch she's making to younger voters?
Well, it's interesting because, of course, Bernie Sanders trounced Hillary Clinton in the primary, did very, very well with younger voters in New Hampshire. This is an important constituency, and Hillary Clinton is making an effort to get those younger voters, and bringing Elizabeth Warren up is one way to reach out to them. They're also talking about college affordability in a big way, and obviously that's a theme that resonates in a big way as well. But it is interesting that the two recent appearances that Hillary Clinton has made in New Hampshire, you know, she has been accompanied by either Bernie Sanders or today, for example, Elizabeth Warren, because these are the folks that really sort of helped energize younger folks during the primary. And I think you're seeing that effort by the Clinton campaign to do that right now as we head toward the general election, which is just a little over 2 weeks away.
Yeah, so Clinton using Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to burnish her appeal to millennials there, as you're saying, Anthony. We should note that, obviously, Donald Trump is campaigning hard today in Florida. So a lot of focus, as usually is in the last couple of weeks, on the battleground states. But finally, Anthony, I mean, what does the latest polling say? What is the presidential race looking like right now in New Hampshire with these 2 weeks to go?
Well, with 2 weeks to go, I mean, our polling has showed that the Senate race that Maggie Hassan and Kelly Ayotte were really very, very close. Other polls have showed Hassan pulling away. And there have been at least two polls since our poll a couple of weeks ago that show Hillary Clinton opening up a lead as well in New Hampshire. So, I mean, I think what you're seeing and feeling from the Clinton campaign is a lot of confidence, and therefore they're able to focus down ballot a bit. But they're also warning against over-optimism and taking it for granted. And Hillary Clinton made the point today that this election is going to turn on, you know, whose voters are most motivated on election day to come out. So they're trying to get that message out that there's still 2 weeks to go. This has been a hard-fought race. According to which poll you look at, it's still close, and there's still a lot of campaigning to do.
Yeah, and as you and I have talked about so many times, the only poll that really matters is the one that happens on November 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks speaking with us today from the still very active campus of St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. Anthony, thanks as always.
It's always my pleasure, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.